You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Welcome back to Real Talk with me, Mason Bray. I am so excited to finally be back creating and sharing this show after 9 months off. And I've gotten a lot of questions from people. Mason, where have you been for 9 months that you can't release a podcast episode? And the short answer is burnout. And like, real talk for you, starting off great, burnout is so real. And being 16, I didn't think that it could happen to me so early. But with everything going on in my life, it was very real. And it like just felt like I couldn't do anything else. And I was so behind. And I kept telling myself, this is when I'm going to start releasing episodes. But now I finally got a grasp on where I want to be, where I am, and how the future is going to go. And I'm so excited to finally be back and be able to share this with you. And during that time, yes, I still went to shows and supported this art as much as possible, but I'm so excited to finally be back and creating my own podcast. But in that time, my show fell off. And it was very, very sad for me. I still went to all the Broadway Podcast Network monthly meetings, and I kept telling myself different dates that I would start back. But I am finally back, and I'm so excited to be here. For me, this show started out as just connecting to people in the industry and making a network for myself of all of these wonderful artists who I have over 50 now that have talked to me and been so generous to me, and I love every single one of them. And I'm so excited to continue talking to people, but this is also my idea of exploration in where I want to go with my life. So there might be more questions targeted towards like college and what I want to do in the future relating to myself, but I hope that it still gives a source for my audience to engage and want to be part of this industry, because there's a place for all of us, whether it be on stage, backstage, in the marketing departments, or producers, directors, choreographers, all that kind of stuff. There's a place for all of us if we put in the work, if we put in the hours, and take what's ours, the song on TikTok. And in September, when I went to New York, my love for this art form was rekindled. I spent the summer last year at the Muni watching several of their shows, and I loved it so much. I met so many wonderful people. I got to meet Sammy Cannold in person, who introduced me to the creative director of the Muni, which was so insane. And then in September, I got to do my first in-person interview with Sean McManus, who will be released soon. Coming up in the next few weeks, since we are back to releasing episodes every Monday. And I saw Stephanie J. Block in Into the Woods, Derek Klena in Moulin Rouge. I saw Beetlejuice through the press company. And that was my second Broadway show ever seen in New York City. And that was so magical. And this art form brings so much to people and gives so many stories to be told. And I think it's really wonderful that we have that opportunity to change people's life. And it's changed my life for the past 10 years of me doing shows, designing shows, doing this. It's really beautiful. And I hope that I can continue to bring that creativity, bring that artistry to the table with my show while figuring out what I want to do with my life. So this is a reintroduction of what I am doing, why I'm here, my new purpose. And I hope that you will join me along this journey of welcoming back Real Talk with Mason Bray.
Have you ever wondered how your favorite performer actually feels? Well, here's your chance. Welcome to The Quiet Part Out Loud with me, Bobby Steggert, Broadway actor, and now a therapist to a whole host of Broadway creatives. Part interview, part therapy, this is not your typical podcast. We'll go right to the heart of things with some of your favorite artists, what they still struggle with, what lessons they've learned, what they haven't figured out yet. There is enormous power in saying the quiet part out loud. Are you listening?
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the Rise Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RiseTheatre.org, because only together we rise.